Think fast. Can you name all 7 emirates that make up the United Arab Emirates? Just kidding. We're only looking for 1 of the 7 for today's GeoQuiz. This emirate has a long shoreline along the Gulf of Oman. The beaches there attract tourists who like to jet ski and windsurf. For hikers, this emirate also offers plenty of mountainous terrain. In fact, the steep terrain makes building infrastructure there a challenge. The latest example involves a major new oil pipeline that opened just this weekend. More than 1 million barrels a day can flow through it. When the crude reaches the offshore terminal, it's loaded onto supertankers for the journey across the Indian Ocean to Asia. We'll hear more about this new pipeline when we come back with the answer in just a bit. This is PRI. I'm Clark Boyd. This is The World. A new oil pipeline is up and running in the Middle East. This one is strategically important because it bypasses the Strait of Hormuz. That's the narrow shipping channel at the eastern end of the Persian Gulf. Iran has repeatedly threatened to block it in response to Western pressure over its nuclear program. Anthony DePaola is Bloomberg's Middle East energy correspondent. He was there for the opening of the new pipeline, which originates in the oil fields of Abu Dhabi.
Yes, that's right. I was at the inauguration yesterday. It was in the Emirate of Fujairah, which is one of the 7 sheikhdoms that make up the UAE. The importance of the pipeline is that it runs from, as you mentioned, the oil fields of Abu Dhabi to Fujairah, which is outside of the Strait of Hormuz. So this pipeline runs to that point, and that's where ships can come and load up with crude oil to deliver it to the customers of Abu Dhabi and in Asia mainly. Yesterday we were at the site. It's nestled in the hills, the mountains really, of Fujairah, between the mountains and the water. There's 8 storage tanks there that each of them hold 1 million barrels of oil. The oil gets stored there until it can be offloaded onto tankers at some offshore buoys off the coast of the UAE.
So we should point out that Fujairah on the Gulf of Oman is the answer to our geography quiz today. Anthony, I'm curious about the amount of oil that this pipeline will be able to handle.
The pipeline has a maximum capacity of 1.5 million barrels a day. That's less than a tenth of what usually goes through the strait. So when we're talking about a possible incident in the strait closure, this wouldn't really solve the problems for world supply. It would be an important outlet for Abu Dhabi to get some of its oil to markets.
How much did the pipeline cost to build?
It was over $4 billion.
So is there a sense that it's going to be worth the money, considering the strait, it doesn't seem to be able to move that much oil?
Well, this is a strategic investment. So if there is ever an event in the strait, it will be worth its money because it will give that added security. It will allow Abu Dhabi and the other Gulf countries to at least get some oil to market. So it may kind of keep the wheels turning of the global economy for a little bit. Now, military experts will say that while Iran might be able to close or disrupt traffic in the strait, it would be a very temporary closure. So the main impact might be rather on oil prices. And if that's the case, it might indicate to the other Persian Gulf countries that it would behoove them to agree to a joint pipeline or a multinational pipeline that would give diverse export routes out of the Persian Gulf.
I've never been to an inauguration of an oil pipeline before. Exactly what goes on in one of these pipeline inaugurations?
Basically, they gave a couple speeches, and then the energy minister went over to, touch a button that was on a pedestal. Really, no one could see what he did because, all the people that were there, all the dignitaries kind of stood up and walked over with him to push this button, which was not on the stage. So, they had a guy with a laser pointer pointing to one spot on the screen. So it looked like you were going to kind of see oil moving through the pipeline on this schematic of the offshore buoys, which did show a ship.
Right. Middle East energy correspondent for Bloomberg speaking to us about the Abu Dhabi crude oil pipeline, which is running from Abu Dhabi to the city of Fujairah, which is the answer to today's geography quiz. Anthony, thanks again.
My pleasure.